Mornings have a rhythm. You can hear it, feel it. And at Quaker, we fuel it. With 100% whole grain oats and a good source of fiber in every bowl, helping you turn that rhythm into your soundtrack for a great day. Fuel to start whatever's next. Quaker, official sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26.
Study
and play
come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Check this out.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Big bodega.
Towns up top, drives on Wimpanyama.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The thing about Karl Anthony Towns, I just love his heart.
Today's guests, ESPN NBA analyst and NBA champion, Richard Jefferson. NFL Network insider, Tom Pelissero. Comedian, Michael Blaustein. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live in our usual haunts of Disney Plus and the ESPN app and ESPN Radio and Sirius XM channel number 80. But we are on ESPN today, and we appreciate being here along with you at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's have a conversation about whatever you darn well please. And I truly mean that. It's not one of those Los Angeles things like, hey, let's hang out, and I don't really care, and we'll never talk, and I'll never follow up.
No.
Wait, is this thing on? Am I saying this to people
yeah,
I
we're
know in Los Angeles?
ESPN, too, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, then, nice little Ben Johnson drop to start things off here. Listen, I do mean it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program, and it is pretty cool that we're on ESPN today because, as many of you know, that's where my career nationally started back in 1996 to 2003, hosting SportsCenter. And today is the day that a show I've been talking about amongst friends and with colleagues and also with agents for quite some time is finally out. I've always wanted to do a sit-down interview show with old SportsCenter friends of mine from back in the day and stroll down memory lane. Not only along with them, but with you, those of you watching SportsCenter when I was back on the set in that day and just having a straight butter, as Stewart would call it, nostalgia program. And it now exists. It's called This Was SportsCenter. And my first guest is Dan Patrick. My friends at Gusto presents This Was SportsCenter with Rich Eisen on Disney Plus, the ESPN app. There's also the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel if you care to watch it. It's also an audio podcast, and that is available wherever you get your podcasts. And we're going to be showing some clips of my chat with Dan Patrick. Every single Friday, a new episode is going to drop, with the exception of episode 2, my chat with Chris Berman. Of course, I'm going to have Chris Berman on the first season of This Was SportsCenter. I recorded an episode with him in front of a live audience in San Francisco at the venerable Strand Theater during the Super Bowl. That show airs on Monday, and then the next episode with Mike Greenberg, followed by chats with Linda Cohn, Chris Fowler, and Craig Kilborn, follow every single Friday. So we'll be promoting that throughout today's program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Rich, happy Friday. Good morning.
Jason Feller, good to see you, Jason.
What's up, Rich?
What's going on?
Doing great.
TJ Jefferson, the candle is lit. Good to see you, sir.
Candle's lit. What's up, everybody? ESPN, what up, though?
What up, TJ?
What up, though? Speaking of the candle being lit, I saw Knicks fans going crazy on the street you know,
yeah.
After the Knicks won in San Antonio and the streets were of New York City.
Takeover, man.
I'm telling you, when I was there for the Sports Emmy, I was leaving empty-handed from and leaving town at security. People are like, what do you think about the Knicks? What's going on with the Knicks? Honestly, the town is lit. One of my favorite sound bites I saw clipped was a fan going crazy, yelling at us, the phone saying, my mayor is Muslim, my bagels are Jewish, my Christian's Dior, Knicks in four.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you see that,
that
one?
That on Twitter is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was, I don't know, off the dome of some guy.
Good one, man.
On 7th Avenue.
Funny.
Candles lit in New York. And
Knicks in four, we can't have that.
On the launch pad, Jalen Brunson's legacy is on the launching pad right now. And what we're seeing from him is something else. 13 of his game-high 30 points in a game one that caused him to leave at one point, caused him to be in the locker room when I'm Landry Shamet shoved Harrison Barnes into the knee of the superstar, Jalen Brunson. By the way, one of the five threes I think that Champagne hit from the corner for a four-point play opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rolls his ankle and Luke Kornet steps on it inadvertently. And, you know, Josh Hart's in the locker room with he's on the bench with three fouls. And things aren't going the Knicks' way. But once again, you know, collectively, OG Anunoby in the third quarter started getting hot with Karl Anthony Towns, who had 10 of his 18 in the third quarter of game one, and then Brunson hero-balled it. I got this. 13 of his 30 in the fourth quarter. Clutch points, which is when there's 5 minutes to go in an NBA final game of a certain closeness, there's a metric called clutch points. In the playoffs since 2023, this was on the NBA's Twitter account. Since 2023, Jason Tatum has 65 of those. Jokic has 69 of those.
Nice.
SGA, you may know him for winning back-to-back MVPs. He has 84 of them. Jalen Brunson now has 144.
What?
144?
That is not a misprint. 144 of them.
Sheesh.
And the Knicks, thanks to the collective, but Brunson leading the charge, over their past 12 playoff games, have 12 wins. And the margin of victory is 272. There's never been that large of a margin of victory over a 12-game stretch ever by anybody at any time, regular or postseason. The guy is unbelievable. In his playoff career, he's averaged 1.47 points per minute in the clutch on what's called, 63.4% true shooting. Listen, I'm not an analytics guy. I'm not a numbers guy. I was more verbal on the SAT.
Sure.
Me too.
And in professional action. I don't have the heart to tell my kids as they're grinding out their algebra and their calculus and everything going on. Like, listen, you're going to need to use this math on as expense reports later on. You know.
And true points.
And true points. Okay. That's the true blood of this vampire that's coming for everybody to drive a stake through everybody's hearts. Listen, I understand those metaphors are mixed. I'm just excited for Jalen Brunson being a Knicks fan and seeing what's going on. He's on the launching pad. If he does it again tonight or he does it anything close to it over the next 3 to 6 basketball games, the guy's going to have a statue in front of Madison Square Garden. It's a fact. It's a fact.
I can't really dispute that.
Okay. Like,
I don't think there are
any statues in front of Madison Square Garden.
That thing's not going to last long.
Like, rename Penn Station after it.
Yeah, Brunson Station.
Yeah, something. A statue.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
There might
be somebody else in the building in game three on Monday night who might want something like that named after him. But he's unbelievable. And I'm a guy that revered Bernard King. And I remember being in the back of my blue Pontiac Safari station wagon next to my brother Jeff and my parents up front, going to Aunt Isabel and Uncle Myron's house in New Jersey.
Were you facing the other way?
I keep mentioning my Uncle Myron because he was at my 30th birthday party with Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Did it have like the wood on the side?
The last time the Spurs and the Knicks were in the NBA Finals, and yes, there was wood paneling.
These things are hideous.
I remember being in that car listening to 10-10 Winds, Traffic and Weather Together, and in between hearing the update that the Knicks did, in fact, get Patrick Ewing in the lottery.
Patrick Ewing.
I was there for all of that and then lived through the Ewing years and then Jordan standing in his way like he did in college. And I lived through Charles Smith still missing layups now. And I lived through all of that and the hopes and the prayers of the 99 team that did lose to the Spurs. I lived through all that, all these Knicks fans. As I said, the game one win for the Knicks in San Antonio on Wednesday night was their first road win in the NBA Finals since game two of 94. The last time they started an NBA Finals with a road win was winning game one of the 1953 NBA Finals against George Mikan and the Minneapolis Lakers. Last time they won their first road game in an NBA Finals was when Willis Reed dropped 38 on Wilt in 1970, just up the road here in Los Angeles. So I've been through, not that I wasn't alive, but everything. And Jalen Brunson in this Knicks team is on the launching pad. And I did not know this about Jalen Brunson. Obviously, I know about the clutch, and I know about how he's a self-made man, and I know how he's come to be, and he's a Nova Knick, and everything going on. And there's a picture of him with Marcus Amcambi, damn it, from the 1999 season, as he's a little young man. I've seen all of that. Sick. I didn't know he's the right amount of insane.
Yeah.
Wait. There's the right amount?
Oh, yeah.
Malika Andrews got this soundbite that's clanking all over ESPN today, and rightfully so. This was something. Listen to this exchange in her sit-down chat with Jalen Brunson.
The Larry O'Brien trophy is everywhere. It's ever-present. It's on the set. It's next to the court. It's in rooms that you're asked to go and shoot promotional videos with. But you wouldn't go in. You didn't want to be near the trophy. Why?
How'd you hear about that?
I know. I know what's happening.
It's no comment.
Comment after maybe the Larry O'Brien trophy is in reach?
No comment.
He doesn't want to even be in the room.
New drop.
He doesn't want to be in the room.
It's kind of crazy. I like it.
Screw it. I'll say it. He's going full AC Green with the trophy here. He's abstaining.
Jeez.
He's abstaining.
Wow.
He won't look.
Look it up.
He
kids.
Won't touch. He
won't be in his
I game. Said it.
Hit the Google machine.
It's the right amount of nuts.
Fella, you don't get that one?
You will. That'll be what we call in the comedy business a way homer. You'll get that on the way home.
All right.
Calling it nuts is crazy, too, then.
Hey, now.
I'm just saying.
Am I right or am I right? Like, that's the right amount of crazy. I won't even be in the room. Now, I know when the NFL head coaches have their final press conference of a Super Bowl week, the Friday
before
the
weekend,
and they put the trophy, they put the Lombardi in between them. Some guys are just like, don't do that to me.
Yeah, they don't even look at it.
They're like, I don't want to even be in the same room. I don't want to look at it until you hand it to me on Sunday.
Yeah, the hockey players, they don't touch the conference championship trophy
either. Shaq said the same thing about, like, the conference championship.
Yeah.
Right, we aren't right. He came on our show at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and he's just like,
he got the MVP. He immediately give it to his dad. Yeah. Like, he didn't want anything.
Hell, Belichick,
Belichick would get the Hunt Trophy for the AFC Championship, and he'd hand it off to Jonathan Kraft. Like, here, put this on the hood of your car.
You take it.
So I would order it for me. Oh, and then what do most of those people do? They then win it all.
There you go.
Now then, there's the matter of, wait a minute, I wrote this down.
My favorite bit.
Oh, the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
being really good.
They're still playing. Yeah,
oh, wow. They have a very tall Frenchman that's outstanding.
Super tall Frenchman.
Okay.
Wee wee.
That's why I said it's on the launching pad. It's right there. And to go up 2-0 to go back to Madison Square Garden in front of all those Ziggies and crazies. Must win tonight for the Spurs? Yay, nay?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
100%.
They just won two in a row against the...
Yeah, that's a defending champ.
Defending champs.
Yeah.
64
but,
wins.
But down 0-2, losing both games at home.
Going to that zoo?
Yeah, that seems like, you know, get the brooms out.
All right. Well, Richard Jefferson is first up, and he's calling the game tonight with Mike Breen and Tim Legler and Lisa Salters. And we're going to chat with him about this. It's a What's More Likely Friday. We've got that in store. With Myles Garrett coming to this town, I've got a top five current Los Angeles athletes list.
Ooh, where am I on that list?
Okay. You are not. Just spoiler alert, you're not.
Not in the top 10, at least.
No. I was two over.
It's top five. I had to tighten the rotation. Think about who's in this town.
You could have been the top 50.
Playing.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you were
at
looking.
An arena or stadium near you.
You were looking stressed when you were trying to write this out.
Yeah. So I came up with the top five. That's still to come. Tommy P, Tom Pelissero, my colleague from NFL Network, with the latest in the National Football League. And phone lines are all lit, which is great. You want to play a win-loss game for your favorite NFL team? We have time for that. The comedian Michael Blaustein is here in studio in hour number three. He's a Knick fan. How many of these comedians are Knick fans? Did I see like Sam Morrill? Didn't I see him?
Emerald,
I think he was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean,
big crew.
This is it. Yeah. Everyone knows they're on a launch pad. So, by the way, Spurs fans, you have an opportunity to gut an entire city and nation on that front. Just gut them. Because everybody in the Knicks world is thinking, this is happening.
Yeah.
The candle is about to be lit. So, and then again, this was SportsCenter on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to be promoting the heck out of this, presented by Gusto, throughout this entire program. Dan Patrick is my first guest, and boy, do we go down memory lane. Coming up next, for those watching on ESPN and more, you'll never guess who Dan did his first SportsCenter with. That's next. So is Richard Jefferson. This is the Rich Eisen Show. On a busy June Friday.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. And we're still doing it every day. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Save $2 when you buy 2 cans of Superior Products Coverall Tire Dressing. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Coverall delivers long-lasting shine. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. The audience has returned. We just showed a clip of Chris Berman and Dan Patrick together. It was Dan's first SportsCenter on This Was SportsCenter. Throughout this show, we're going to be promoting our new limited series that we're putting out here through Rich Eisen Productions. But we now return to the NBA Finals. He is calling Game 2 tonight with Mike Breen, Tim Legler, Lisa Salters, and the cast of thousands that put together an outstanding broadcast for you on ABC in San Antonio tonight. A big Game 2. Here he is, Richard Jefferson, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Richard. How are you?
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you for having me.
You bet, because ESPN needed to double the number of bald Richards on their screen. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here.
But you're the original Richard. You're the original. You are. You're the original Rich, exactly. Rich Eisen. So I'm just trying to follow you up.
I was. Stuart called me the OG. I had no idea I was the OR the entire time. Good to see you, man. What a wild playoffs we have seen. I did not have the Knicks winning 12 playoff games in a row to the record tune of over 270 points as a margin of victory on my bingo card, man. What has happened with this team right now, Richard?
So we did the Eastern Conference this year, ESPN ABC did, and, you know, watching this team, we called the Atlanta game where they had that crazy blowout and it was over in the first quarter. Sometimes certain teams, it just all comes together at the right time. You look at health, you look at they have 4 or 5 guys that are all hot, their defense, they've adjusted things. Mike Brown, I'll give Mike Brown a lot of credit, and he's complimented his coaches quite a bit, you know, kind of changing that offense in the Atlanta series when they had lost a couple of games and giving Cat more of a facilitation role. I think Cat was happy to sacrifice shots and scoring, but I think at least having him more involved this year, I think that put him in that gave Cat this extra boost of confidence. And I just think overall their team collectively, they're hitting on all cylinders in ways that we rarely see. You know, we've seen it over the course of a couple of games here and there, but every 5 or 6 years, you'll get a team that gets hot. And it's not, when they say team, it's not one player, it's 2 players. The whole team is hot.
Yeah. And we started the show with the soundbite Malika Andrews elicited from Jalen Brunson, not really a soundbite, because he wouldn't comment on the fact that he refuses to appear in any room, sit down for any interview in any room where the Larry O'Brien trophy is either physically present or even graphically shown on a screen. He will not be anywhere near the trophy. And I didn't know that about him. And that being, he seems to be on a different level of focus and potentially the right amount of insanity here. What makes him so great?
Well, he's the captain. He's the captain. He's the guy. And I stand by this, that, you know, a couple weeks ago, I said, you can't win an NBA championship unless your best player is playing like one of the best players in the world. Like, and when I say one of, I mean the top 2 or 3 players in the world. And currently that's what Jalen Brunson's doing. So you take that portion of him, and then you combine it with the way he's leading his teammates. He's, you know, they're not buying into the New York hype. They're not just out here for fun. They're out here 100% locked in. You know, these guys, they're trying to get two. When people think, you think mentality, when you look at a team, and this is all led by Jalen Brunson and obviously the collective group, but when you look at them and you think, okay, they got one on the road, they're the underdog, so you know you want to split up. No, they've won 12 in a row. They're trying to win the next game, and they believe, what in their brains would say that, okay, one's good enough? What in their brain is saying that we can't sweep our opponent? And that's not being disrespectful to the Spurs. I'm giving people an insight to their mentality. If you win 12 in a row, you're thinking you're going to win 13 13 and 14 and 15, you don't think it's going to stop.
Well, the first two questions and answers of our chat here, Richard, play into why Knicks fans are not only out of their skulls because it feels right, it looks right, everything is happening. But that's why Knicks fans also feel queasy, pit of the stomach, that a John Starks moment is coming, that something's going to happen. Brunson, you know, left the game with a knee, and then there was an ankle and whatever. And this conversation, we are talking, at least maybe it's for me being the Staten Island kid, as if the Spurs don't exist right now. They're not the Washington Generals here. You know what I mean? So what do we got in game two? Do you
think? Well, make no mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that can turn this thing. What do you think?
Well, make no mistake, this San Antonio Spurs team was down 3-2 against the defending champions and had to go on the road and win a game seven. So yes, this is the part where I say, know your opponent. There's appropriate fear. They do have a player on their side, very similar to a Shaq-style player. Now, obviously, physically different. But if Wimby plays to the best of his ability, there's nothing anybody on the planet can do. That's just how special he is. If he decides that tonight is my night, I might go 40 for 20, there's not a defense, there's not a player been created. Now, where the Knicks have done an outstanding job collectively, and Carl Anthony Towns especially, their job is to make sure he doesn't have one of those nights. But no different than stopping Steph from hitting 8 threes, no different than LeBron, no different than Kobe. There are certain players that are so great that sometimes it's just their night. And that's what the Knicks and the Knicks fan base, it's appropriate fear that you're going against a quality opponent, and our goal is to kind of lower what their capabilities are. And that's a big task. Know that this team doesn't quit. They had to go home and win a game. Then they had to go on the road for game seven against a defending champion, against a team, OKC. They won game sevens before. They won multiple game sevens in their championship run. So game sevens weren't foreign to them. And I say all that to say is that, you know, that is a great team on the other side. That San Antonio Spurs is a great team. But it also complements how strong the Knicks have been playing.
Career highs in turnovers and missed shots for Victor Wembanyama in game one. What were the Knicks able to do to potentially bring that about? And that could be repeatable for game two this evening.
The Knicks, what they have to do is keep understanding, you know, who, what, when, and why, right? And I know it's like, who are the people that we want to put in a position? You know, what are the shots that we want, that we're willing to concede to take away certain things? The when do we help? When do we go ISO? When do we sub? There's all these little equations that go into Wimby struggling. And you know, there's people that have been conversating about, what was he fatigued? Was he tired? There's an emotional roller coaster. People have to understand your mental emotions can also make you physically drained. And when I look at Wimby, he says he wasn't fatigued, you know, and I would agree with him. I'm not here to disagree with him, but I'm saying he didn't have his normal juice. He didn't have his normal pop. And that part, you wonder. And because of them, they had to play a game seven. The Knicks are rested. They've been rested through this whole postseason. And so when I look at Wimby, I look at, can he recover? Can he get his emotions back in check? Don't forget, this was game one of the finals for the 22-year-old also. And so for him to kind of galvanize his teammates and kind of bring them back to a level of just basketball, I think that's where the San Antonio Spurs are headed.
Okay, Richard Jefferson here on the Rich Eisen Show, calling game number two of the NBA Finals tonight on ABC here on the Rich Eisen Show. So any similarities, and I understand you came in 2016 with the Cavs back from a 3-1 deficit, won the last three, and took the whole darn shooting match. And Draymond hitting King James and his crown jewels certainly helped bring that about. But any similarities between your Cavs team, and you mentioned that things are going right for the Knicks, any similarities that you could draw here?
A bunch of similarities. We won 10 in a row going into that postseason. Mm-hmm. You look at our Atlanta series, we broke the NBA record for most threes hit in a series, and it was only 4 games. So if that would have been 6-7, and the record would have been maybe untouchable the way. So we had a bunch of guys collectively shooting the ball extremely well, and we were rested. And where that helped us is that as the series progressed, they were more fatigued. You had injuries to Bogut, you had back spasms for Andre Iguodala. Obviously, Draymond was famously suspended for Game 5. So we were rested, and they got more fatigued as the series went on. Now, this is a little bit different because the Knicks are jumping out in the series. We were down 0-2. But I think when I look at this Knicks team, they have all of the pieces. They have all of the players. They have everything. They've got the city behind them. And, you know, if they can pull off another one, which I believe that they are very capable, that's their goal. I can't imagine what the Garden is going to be like for Game 3 and 4. Great, craziest crowd I've ever seen is Game 6 in Cleveland. Outside of that, it was Game 7 in Oracle. But I am really, really excited to see what Madison Square Garden is going to look like if the Knicks are up 2-0. If it's 1-1, I can't imagine what this Garden is going to be like. It doesn't matter. The Garden is going to be on another level.
Yeah, because in 99, I mean, the Spurs had, you know, Duncan, and they had David Robinson, and they had Sean Elliott, and I could go down the list here. Even though Champagne was shooting like Mario Elie in the first half of Game 1, you know, like there just wasn't a sense that the Knicks could hang with those 99 Spurs. Now they're actually up 1-0 here going into tonight. And if they come up with this win tonight, going back into the Garden like that would be something, and would require somebody on that team to, you know, take the bull by the horns. And I understand they're, you know, obviously they're a young team. I don't know who that might be. Did LeBron turn to everybody after going down 3-1 and say something? Who said something prior to Game 5 for you?
It was really, it was really, again, that there's, when you talk about, you know, the collective group, right? You look at it, everybody wanted it so bad, just like every other team in the NBA Finals. We believe we had the best player. Steph was having the best season, but we believe we had the best player. And then there was a formula. When Draymond got suspended for Game 5, we were like, if we win Game 5, we truly believed, like without even stepping out on the floor. You tell us after Game 4, we believed that we would win Game 6. We believed that we would win Game 6 without even showing up. And when I say not showing up, I mean you could automate that game on 2K and we were going to win. So the key for us was Game 5, and we got help in Game 5 with Draymond being suspended. And so Draymond goes out. We have the most epic Kyrie, LeBron, 82 points between the two of them. And we win Game 5. We go out and have our best game in Game 6. And our mentality was all, anything can happen in Game 7. Anything can happen in Game 7. And it turned out to be the best series. But your mentality still has to be on the process. When they talk about being present and being in the moment, that's what we're talking about. It's one game at a time. The Knicks are in a different position right now because they're ahead. But just like everything, one game don't get too high, one game don't get too low. So you don't look at it from that perspective of like, we're going to get this done. And oh, this is, the Knicks are having one of, if they're able to finish this off, in my opinion, they are having one of the top five playoff runs. Currently, right now, they're on the top five, and it'll just go up. But if they're able to get this done, this will be one of the top runs that we've ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah, they're plus 272 in this 12-game win streak coming into tonight. And again, that's why, you know, it's just tough to believe what we're seeing right now, you know, coming into, you know, this series and what we've been witnessing since they were, you know, playing Atlanta. But, man, they're just, that's Wemby. This Steph Castle guy is really friggin' good. And Harper, my gosh. I mean, you got to think there's a bounce back for the Spurs tonight. Just really have to.
You have to, but from a space, again, I give that reference point because people want to start kind of imagining mental scenarios for these players. And it's like, oh, well, they're got to be nervous, or do you think this is too much for them? I stand by, and I said this. Wimby's been in big games before for his entire life. And I don't think that the Spurs are necessarily ahead of schedule. I think last year, if Wemby had not had the blood clots, I think that team goes to the postseason. Maybe they lose in the first round. Maybe they get a second round. But we know Wemby would have won Defensive Player of the Year last year. So you look at it as like maybe they feel like they missed an opportunity last year. So they're looking at it like this is their year. This is their year that they were supposed to be on, if not for the injury to Wemby. But I do believe that they're going to answer. Castle won a national championship with Hurley as his coach, screaming and yelling every single game. And for you, oh, there's my boy Richie in the corner. but when you go do that and you see Castle's won a national championship, that's one and done. That's pressure. When you go look at Wemby's playing in the gold medal game, you know, at home against Steph and LeBron and the Avengers. And so these guys, these young players have been in the biggest moments in basketball. So now when you get into a seven game series, now you're like, oh, we have room for error. So for these guys to be down 3-2 and then go beat the defending champs on their home in game seven, something that I'm familiar with, that is not an easy task. So I don't look at them being down 0-1. I don't even look at them necessarily being down 0-2 as in like this series is over. These young guys are resilient. They're a special group. And if anything can tell you, like history can tell us something, Oklahoma City, everybody was like, oh, they're going to win 3 out of the next 4. They're young, this group. And then here comes the Spurs. But the Spurs know it the same thing too. It could be one injury and next year we're not able to be in this position again. So they're maximizing this and they're playing like it.
Yeah, this series moves to Madison Square Garden next year. Right, man. I grew up in that building. It just has a different sound to it. The horn sounds different than any other building, you know, Wembanyama in that environment. I can't wait to see you. Do me this favor. You could use this line if you want to, if you don't. It is the biggest French import to New York since the Statue of Liberty. You could say that, you know.
But this is the thing. The Statue of Liberty was a gift to America.
Wembanyama isn't?
Mm-hmm. Not to the Knicks fans. Not to the Knicks.
Certainly not the Thunder.
not to Madison Square. Not,
I don't know. But not, just maybe the NBA writ large. He's a gift.
Oh, no. To sports in general.
Sure. Right.
To sports in general. Right. And I look at Shohei Ohtani. Right. He is a gift to sports in general, like to have a player with that type of capability.
Yeah.
Wembanyama, he's one of those players that like people from all around the world should want to come see. We've never seen something like this. This is a marvel of human ability, that size, that ability, that temperament, that the type of mobility. So while he is a gift to America, he's a gift to the world. Right now, he is not a gift to MSG. He is not a gift to the New York Knicks. So right. As a New Yorker, don't marvel too much.
That's right.
Because if Wemby starts to be Wemby, you're going to be like, oh, what is this guy doing here? We don't want him. But he is truly a gift to sports in general, not just basketball.
Yeah, after the Knicks comeback win over the Cavs in game one of the ECF, fans are out there on 7th Avenue chanting, we want Wemby. I'm like, oh, no. We don't want to do that. But you can use that line if you want. You don't have to. You can discard it.
No. And I will cite my source.
Source. Give me your tired, your poor, your Tony brothers. That's what it says right there. Wait a minute. No, that's the Sun. That's the Thunder fans saying.
Oh my God! I don't know if I can reference Tony Brothers though. I might get a phone call if I reference my guy.
I did that for you. So
all right, thank you.
I don't mean to drag you down to my level, but thanks for the time. I know you're calling the game tonight. I really appreciate it. I am a big fan. I do love listening to you and Legler and Breen, who obviously I've been listening to for a very long time. And Lisa Salt is one of my favorite people on the planet. So go for it. Keep crushing.
Hey, I appreciate this. I grew up watching you.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, when I was a kid, watching, you know, you and Stuart Scott and the entire crew on SportsCenter. I promise you, half of the times I would dunk, I would sprint home to watch ESPN SportsCenter. Just pray one of you guys would say my name. That's what I grew up on. That's how I knew I accomplished something when I made it. And I would hear Stuart Scott say, hey, it's not a SportsCenter unless there's a Richard Jefferson highlight. When that moment moment, that was the moment that I felt like I made it to the league and I was significant. So you and your entire crew of guys that were doing sports centers in the 90s, and that was, it was a golden era of basketball. It was a golden era of sports. So thank you.
I appreciate, wow. I will take that. I appreciate that. Thanks very much. And I would tell you to keep going on because you must be butter. You're on a roll.
He's on a roll. He's on a roll. Well, Richard Jefferson.
All right, Richard, go crush it tonight. I appreciate the time.
Ooh. All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Richard Jefferson right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was a delight. It was a blast. Yep. Let's take a break. Your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. We're going to take some phone calls on Disney Plus and ESPN next.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back on our simulcast here on ESPN cable and ESPN the app and Disney Plus, as well as ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80. Let's take some phone calls here. Miles in Sioux Falls.
Miles?
South Dakota.
Miles?
South Dakota. We want to hear from you. South Dakota. Oh, is which Miles? Is this Garrett?
Miles,
which Garrett? Is this you, Miles?
Here I am.
Oh, hey. I thought you were here in Los Angeles.
No. So, yeah, I'm calling from kind of Minnesota sports fan purgatory here up in the north. It's been a particularly brutal year for Minnesota sports fans. Watching Cat do his thing in the finals, watching Sam Darnold go win a Super Bowl, the Twins do a fire sale of their entire team last year. So I guess my question is, will Minnesota sports ever get out of sports purgatory? And if so, which team is most likely to do it?
How does the Minnesota Lynx sound to you right now? 8-2 atop the WNBA standings. Olivia Miles crushing it. I think she nailed 15 three-pointers the other night. Listen, I understand you're watching. By the way, just understand this, Miles, and I know this isn't going to help you, but Karl Anthony Towns going from Minnesota to the Knicks to win a championship for the Knicks, does that make up for the Jets sending Sam Darnold elsewhere and watching him go somewhere else? Is it like a circle of life thing? I mean, someone from Seattle or New York's got to go to Minnesota. Maybe it will be Julius Randle. I don't know.
You could have a parade for him. I mean, when Ray Bourque won a cup finally with the Avalanche,
yes,
the city of Boston threw him a parade.
But that's because you were so desperate for a parade at the time. That wouldn't happen now.
Would not happen now. But
you
at
got
the
your own
but
duck
at the time,
parades.
it made perfect sense.
Miles, does that help at all?
I'd be happy.
Probably
that.
Doesn't.
Yeah, we love to watch Cat, do his thing. But I'm 28 years old and I've never seen a team in Minnesota win a championship. Yeah. So I love watching all these former players go get their flowers. But I mean, one of these days, one of our teams got to get it done.
Thank you, Miles and Sioux Falls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Kenyi in Washington D.C. here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, sir? How are you been,
man? Shaolin Rich, hey baby boy, how you doing, player?
The aforementioned Shaolin Rich baby boy is fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
But I'm good, man. I'm good. I just wanted to, your guy told me I didn't have enough time to talk about the other stuff, but I'm willing to do the win-loss Eagles schedule right now.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, win-loss game for your Philadelphia Eagles. Defending NFC East champs, getting one and done by the San Francisco 49ers. Going to have the music, please, Jason Feller. Here we go. Kenyi in Washington, D.C., what happens when you open up at home against Washington?
That's going to be a W. We're going to win that.
All right. What happens when you then visit Tennessee?
We going to win that back in my hometown of Nashville. Yes,
all right,
sir.
We're now 2-0 heading into Chicago, Illinois on a Monday night.
We are going to get our Black Friday revenge, and we're going to win that as well.
You're now 3-0 hosting the Rams.
We are even going to win even with the Myles Garrett acquisition.
All right, there we go. 4-0 now taking on Jacksonville and Tottenham in the U.K. What's happening there?
We still have Jacksonville's number from the Saquon lead, so we're going to win that one also.
That's 5-0 home for the Panthers.
Going to win that one too.
That's a 6-0 start hosting the Cowboys on a Monday night on ESPN ABC. Who wins that?
I think we're going to go and get those Cowgirls.
That's a win? 7-0 at the Commanders. Do you sweep them?
Yes, we're definitely sweeping them.
8-0 after a Sunday night win on NBC, home for the Giants.
We are beating the Giants.
That's 9-0, home for the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
We're beating the Steelers, baby.
That's 10-0, going into Thanksgiving in Dallas. Do it.
We are going to sweep the Cowboys.
Yes, that's 11-0, TJ. At the Cardinals.
And he's feeling it.
We're going to beat baby.
That's 12-0, home for the Colts.
Man, we're going to beat the Colts, too.
That's 13-0. Here come the defending champion Seahawks on a Saturday. What's going on?
We might just slow down a little bit. We might lose that. We might lose that.
Oh, wow.
All right, now you're taking on the Texans on Christmas Eve.
We're going to win.
All right, now you got the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco.
We're going to be looking for our get back, so we will definitely win that.
All right. You're now 15-1 taking on the Giants to wrap things up in New Jersey.
We're going to sweep the Giants also, man.
16-1. Kenny in Washington, D.C., thank you for the call.
And I need a 16-1 drop.
16-1, the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you imagine?
I cannot.
TJ, what do you think of that? Let's see. We got a photograph of TJ. What does he think of it? Ah, yes. That's what Carl Anthony Towns, diehard Eagle fan, sent you after his Eagles beat your Cowboys.
Delete
man.
That.
What do you mean delete that? It happened. Carl Anthony Towns loves you, man.
Matt Hardy voice. Delete.
Three wins away from winning by putting a Larry O.B. next to his Lombardi.
That's fine. And I'm cool with that. But that the other thing I'm not cool with, you know.
Man.
16-1.
He sent you so much stuff.
That's what happens in the win-loss game. You think, you know what, I'm going to call in. I'm going to have my head on, you know.
Delusional straight. Eagles fan.
And then he winds up 16-1 at the end of the day. Tom Pelissero coming up in hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
The Stanley Cup Final on ABC is more than a quest for the cup. It's 134 years of putting it all on the line and the heaviest 35 pounds ever lifted. It's broken curses and broken hearts. But for those chasing it, it's everything. The only question is, who will take it? You just have to watch The Stanley Cup Final presented by GEICO on ABC and the ESPN app.